inflatable pool full of dad's hot air. Well, I was 3 years old, splashing everywhere. And so began my love affair with water. On the riverbank, with all my friends, a big old rope tied to if you don't jump in the water. Yeah, when that summer sun starts.
Live from the 1480 AM studios, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona, you're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dave Isaac alongside Joseph J. Erdo.
Yeehaw!
Oh, I love that one because I love country western. Eric Reinert and Trish. This is a good song. I love country western. Did you know that I sleep with country western every night? That sounds weird.
Careful.
But I do sleep with the music station, Eric, playing all night country western.
Well, then,
I like both kinds, country and western.
Oh, you go both kinds.
Yes.
Whoa. I don't know.
Who would have thunk?
This is a progressive station. This is Brad Paisley singing Water.
Is that Brad Paisley?
Yeah, it's Brad Paisley singing Water in honor of Breakthrough Entertainment's Water Show here on KPHX 1480.
Yeah, because there's a drought in California. We need the Water Show, right?
Oh, yeah. We got to get some dowsers out here.
What's
Let's do
bowser?
A rain dance.
Dowser, not Bowser. Huh?
Oh,
take a visit over to Southern California.
Yeah, he
Russell
might.
Russell Crowe needs to.
He might be able to. And this is a beautiful song because it's, of course, almost summer. And
it is. Feels well. Yeah. It's been hot and not. It's hot and then hot.
The only thing you need in the summer is a pair of sun shades and an ice cold beer
and
some
you
water.
You need a new river.
A new river.
A new river.
Because
because that's where he lives.
Okay. Yes. Ha. Hey, you know what? I wanted to start off. I wanted to mention, by the way, I went to the doctor yesterday.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I know. I don't want to share like all this stuff, but I did go to the doctor.
It's from all those
I'm
pub
sorry,
crawls.
But before you tell me, I'm a nurse, and Joseph, you're going to live.
I'm going to live?
You're going to live.
He said I will. He said I will, but he gave me, see, I went there, and he gave me, I wasn't feeling that terrible, but he gave me a red pill, and he says, take this red pill every single morning for the next 2 weeks, drink 2 cups of water with it. And then he gave me a green pill, and I'm supposed to eat that, take that 2 hours later, and I'm supposed to take 2 cups of water with that. And then at lunchtime, he did this like several pills. And then at night, I'm supposed to take like 4 cups of water with this orange pill. And I said, doctor, what's wrong with me? He says, you're dehydrated.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Hey, that was good. That reminds me of a very similar story that happened to me. Eric, I think you might like this. Is that the doctor, though, didn't give me a red or green pill. They gave me a purple pill. I put it in my wallet, and the next morning, my wallet was a suitcase.
I think that was...
I have another version of that joke, but I probably shouldn't say
it. I think it was the little blue pill, honey.
Oh, is it blue?
Yeah,
it's blue. Yeah,
he's colorblind.
He's taking the generic version.
I had to go to the doctor, too.
You went to the doctor?
Yeah, because every time I drank my coffee, my eye hurt. And the doctor said, take the spoon out of the cup.
That's really good. Hey, what does your shirt say? I love...
bacon.
Oh, you like turkey bacon?
Bacon.
Sure,
bacon.
Why not? Bacon's bacon.
No, either one. Just bacon. Just bacon.
Well,
bacon.
The real bacon does taste different.
Yeah, the real bacon's better, but I'll eat turkey bacon.
But turkey bacon,
Hey, it's a close second, you know?
Yeah. Trisha, what did the One Ocean say to the other one?
I'll see you
later.
No, they didn't say anything. They just waved. It's Breakthrough Entertainment's Water Show.
I should have known that one.
Yes.
That was a good one.
Oh, gosh.
That is very good.
Yeah,
You'll need a manager when you're at the improv.
Yeah, we will.
Speaking of the improv, we did have a good time.
Yeah, we had a great time
over
there.
Oh, my gosh. Taylor Williamson, phenomenal.
Really funny.
Talk about dehydration, though. Man, he flew in from Tokyo.
Ooh.
His arms must have been tired.
See, we're just ready to go for this comedy show we got coming up. Who needs guests? We're ready to go.
We do.
No, that was a great show. And but we've got a great show today. Of course, it is our water show in honor of the movie that opened yesterday. Yes, Russell Crowe stars in it. He also directed it, The Water Diviner. And, you know, we love to do the real-life aspects of these things as well. So we've got real-life water diviner Greg Storozuk. He's going to be joining us in this hour.
So he's a real guy that finds water?
Yes, isn't that?
I've heard of that before, actually.
I've known a guy that knew how to do that or that had that ability. Yeah. He's going to tell us. Guy's going to tell us that we can test ourselves and see if we can find water as well.
I can. I just go over to the faucet.
I see some right over here.
Yes, yeah, there's water. Oh, it's going towards you.
How do you find that? Really? Hire him?
Especially around here and where farmlands
are. Well, he's from Colorado, but there is the American Society of Dowsers, because this diviner is a dowser. Dowser is someone who finds water. You know how to do it with your wrists.
Using the divining sticks?
Exactly. So,
or rods. I guess they're rods. Divining rods.
Well, you can use sticks as well. I mean, we'll talk about the various tools. Yes, exactly. And, of course, we also speak with actor R.J. Mitty, who you know him from Breaking Bad.
Oh, yeah. That's where he did his whole
picture. He played Flynn.
Yeah, he's coming to town to do some DJing.
He will be here tomorrow. Today, we were going to try to get him in studio, but he's not in town yet. He will be doing some DJing tomorrow at Hi-Fi Scottsdale.
Hi-Fi?
Oh,
Hi-Fi.
Man, that place is a mess.
Oh, that's... You don't like it?
Uh-oh.
No, the whole little area right there where all the bars are, there's like El Jefe, Hi-Fi, there's Maya, there's Bottled Blonde. They're all concentrated into this one little area, and it's just at like 10 o'clock at night. All of the music from every bar is pounding as loud as... It's awful.
Yeah, I don't care
if you drink too much and you go out and stand right in the middle where you're
surrounded, hear everything.
I think that would just be... The most horrible feeling.
It is.
And don't even try driving anywhere around there.
I know.
They have those little golf cart thingies that pick you up?
They do, yeah.
Yeah, they do. But if you drive in there with your own car, you get stuck in there for like a half hour and you can't get out. Yeah.
Is that by Drinkwater or?
It's north of that. It's right, you know where Saddleback and I think it's between Saddleback and Stagecoach or something like that.
I thought he was doing a joke about drink water.
Oh, yeah. That would have been good.
Except he had a straight face.
Hey, I'll pretend.
That was pretty good.
That
was a joke, right?
That was a good one.
We also have Jim Wilson, writer-director Jim Wilson, producer as well.
Wow, we've had him on several times.
Yeah.
Love him.
He's joining us because, of course, on this coming Tuesday, 50-1 is coming out on DVD.
Excellent.
Right in time for the Kentucky Derby.
Yep,
we're going to be there, folks.
I can't imagine that not being... The plan that they did there, but
that was a great movie though. I really enjoyed that movie.
So I'll get to see it now.
Yes, you will.
Oh, there you go.
Excellent,
Perfect. Excellent
movie.
Yeah.
True story.
Very good movie.
And we know the players.
And several movies to talk about today. Of course, we, like I said, the Water Diviner, also The Forger, White God, After the Ball, and See You in Valhalla. So plenty of
See You in Valhalla.
See You in Valhalla.
Yeah, that's
a Viking.
That's a Viking Nordsman thing.
Oh, I should have seen that one. I didn't see that one.
Well, it's not a Viking movie, but
Valhalla is their, Valhalla.
Just the name,
like
Valhalla. I'd like to be
it's
named
supposed to be paradise.
Valhalla.
There's actually a high school, Valhalla.
David,
school.
Call you Val for sure.
Isaac, or Valhalla.
Well, yeah, first name Val, last name Hala.
Yeah, Hala.
Valhalla bread.
Valhalla bread, yeah.
More like Hala back.
And I told Joseph I may have a breakthrough on this show.
Maybe. But
I might.
Maybe.
Well, I might.
But. Our maybes are different movies.
Well, and then, of course, at the end of the show, we'll be doing our pick of the week. And it doesn't have to be a movie if you're into TV shows or, any older movie or anything like that. Remember to stay tuned for that, and we'll give you our pick of the week. And you feel free to give us a call throughout the show, 602-252-1480. Again, that's 602-252-1480. Give us a call. Tell us what movie you're interested in seeing, or maybe you've seen something, want to give us your own review, or you can also go to the Facebook page, Break Radio Show. Speaking of phone calls, I got one yesterday
from
Bobby. Yes, from Bobby. She called me. We'll probably hear from her later on. Don't call right now, Bobby. We've got some things to talk about in this first segment, but give us a call maybe a little bit later on.
You should have recorded it.
I did record it. I could probably pull it up.
Can we play it?
Was she aware you were recording the conversation?
Yeah, it's okay.
It doesn't matter. It's legal.
I'm teasing.
As long as one of the parties realizes it's being recorded.
In Arizona.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I do know that because I have seen that. Let's see.
Let me see if I can get it up.
Okay, he's listening to his conversation right now.
Well, by the way, Joseph, there's a jack in there. You can plug your phone in.
I can plug the phone in the jack?
Yeah, there's an eighth
Oh, okay.
8-inch jack. 3.5 millimeter, whatever it is.
No, that's
no. I don't think it's gonna.
Well, you can. We can find it during the break.
Okay, we'll find it.
Yeah, we'll find it during the break or something.
So she called.
But she called me. Yeah, she called me She basically apologized that she wasn't going to be able to make it to last night's Halfway to Halloween bar crawl, which I will tell you about in just a moment.
Ooh, I forgot. The Halfway to Halloween.
Yes. So, but she apologized, so at least she did give me a heads up that she wasn't going
to
make it out to Mill Avenue last night, so I wasn't searching all over for this.
Now, does she sound the same on the phone as she does
she
on
does.
The air?
She does. Yeah, she sounds exactly the same on the phone. And she said that we needed to meet up for coffee at some point.
Ooh, baby.
Oh, now I do need to give a shout out because Dave and I were at a party last night too.
Okay.
Shout out to Sarah O. Congratulations, double masters in nursing and masters in business. Woohoo! Grand Canyon University.
Nice.
Go.
Nice.
They had ribs.
Oh yeah, barbecue.
That's all Dave remembers.
Hey, no, the food was barbecue.
It was pretty good. Yeah.
Oh yeah, ribs are good.
Barbecue
are good.
From barbecue.
So she sounds the same. And
yeah,
and you went to the Halloween.
Halfway to Halloween bar crawl. I had an absolute blast there.
And what kind of pants are you wearing in those pictures?
Red.
Red? No,
red,
they look
plasticky
like
plasticky pants.
Like vinyl.
Let's just say this.
Oh, wait a minute. Are they those ones you paint on? Those latex ones?
No, if you painted on them, the paint would slip off.
I've heard about people who wear latex and are totally into that.
I was dressed up
shiny latex.
As, can you tell what I'm dressed up as?
Oh,
there?
Wait,
you
don't
might not
say
be able.
It. Let me guess, too. Let's see if we can both guess. Here we go.
Yes, I can.
Okay, and I can.
I'm not a musician, if you're thinking that.
Complete with white gloves.
Yeah, complete with white gloves. Can you tell, Dave?
Can I say it?
Yeah, you go ahead and say it, and then we'll see
Elvis
what you're
saying. Elvis Presley?
No.
No, not a musician.
No.
Everyone was saying Michael Jackson, but
no, that wasn't everyone.
No. Some people were saying Michael Jackson.
This is
Jackson.
A great picture,
Patricia.
By the way. This is great.
That
this is
good.
Really
Michael
great.
Jackson was whiter than you.
Trisha, what was
I'm not
I?
Not sure.
No, go ahead. It's okay.
Prince Charming.
Well, I was going to say, except for the hair, looks like Prince.
Well,
you kind of got
the
whole high head.
I did have a wig on, but let's just say that when I put the wig on, when I was testing out this costume, I looked at myself in the mirror and I said, this is no longer part of my costume. I'm wearing this every day because that would take away the receding hairline. So I was very happy with this wig. So if you see me wearing it to the studio or around town.
Well, maybe it's because of the face that you're making on the picture.
Maybe.
But,
isn't much better with Shannon in it.
I thought it looked pretty high. Whoa. Oh, Shannon's spanking you.
Yeah, yeah.
Spank,
where?
Spank.
In the bottom.
That's where you spank people?
But I don't know
if you spank him in the face, that's called a slap.
Oh,
a slap.
Yeah, I knew there was something like I kept getting slapped.
Too.
Well, actually, that shows that it's not quite as high. The other one made it look literally like, ooh, high.
Well,
hi-hat hair.
I started off the night very... It was a nice night. We had this was at Mill Avenue. Of course, it's about 6 months to Halloween. That's why, the party. And everyone was dressing up. And I chose Prince Charming because last year I was, for Halfway
Magic
to Halloween,
Mike,
I was Magic
right?
Mike. Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you.
And he's coming out XL this time.
Yes, and of course, After the Ball is coming out today or yesterday. We're reviewing that. And that's got a Prince Charming in it. Cinderella story. Cinderella just came out, so I was the traditional Prince Charming from the animated Disney film.
Correct.
And we had a good time, the first part. We were playing pool and stuff like that. And then we went to Fat Tuesday. I had one of those daiquiris on the wall.
They have daiquiris?
Very sweet.
Yeah, very sweet. And I had one of those. And then next thing I know, my pants, my red pants, were split down the crotch to the thigh, through the thigh. And I had beads around my neck. And I was dancing the Watusi with some African-American guy named Marcus. That's the next thing I remember of the night.
So that sounds sort of dangerous.
So I don't know what
you mixed beads.
Did you wake up with him in the morning?
Stay away from the daiquiris, folks.
There was a blackout point. I was it was a different bar. I started at the Fat Tuesday there, and then the next thing I was at Moonshine dancing with Marcus, the Watusi, with beads around my neck, and my pants were half.
Okay,
half
Eric, this sounds dangerous. This is like a punchline to a joke. Beads, crotch that's torn open, Watusi, and a guy. Marcus, this doesn't sound good, does it?
Marcus was a good dancer, though.
Like he said, he did end up at a different kind of bar.
No, it was
wow.
Not a different kind of bar. It was a different.
That's what you said.
But I did a different kind.
So what? Where
he ended up at Roscoe's.
Woohoo!
So So Marcus was a good dancer?
Well, the red pants fit in, right?
Well, no, in all seriousness, there was no blackout. I only had one drink. I don't go crazy in that.
We're
that,
just
that was,
teasing.
But
I know,
I
was just teasing,
drink.
Too. Yeah, one drink was one drink, but I gauge it carefully.
So you ended up with Marcus without really being drunk.
Yes.
Whoa.
No, wait. Let's just say, okay. No, at Moonshine, at Moonshine, I did not care for all the college girls and guys that were dancing the,
oh,
you
grinding
know.
Up?
No, not grinding. They were actually legitimately dancing country western, and I can't do that, so I'm very jealous of their skills. And so I said, you know,
I'll show them. I'm going to go dance with Marcus.
So I said, I grabbed Marcus's hand, and I said, let's do this. And we just started, like, doing the Watusi, doing all kinds of
things. Did you know
of,
Marcus?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. So that's better.
Yeah, he's, I'm
otherwise,
I'm
he couldn't
say what
his
is a Watusi?
I've actually got a video of me dancing with Marcus that I'll show you during one of the breaks. I just received it from my friend Kim.
Spanked by Shannon, dancing the Watusi with Marcus. You are quite the wild man.
I know. And then,
wow.
and then Kim actually kept trying to go for the rip in the pants. But
now who's Kim?
Kim, she's the one who just sent over these pictures. And
and she kept going. She what? Tried to sew it up right
Kim,
there? And
yeah,
then?
And
Kim, you are our inside woman.
Wow.
And of course, remember Jim's girlfriend,
was
Emily.
Was there a mile in the house?
She was having fun as well. Just all I got to say, just go out to one of these bar crawls. Whether your name is Bobby or, you know, whoever, come out, join us for one of these bar crawls. And we got to get Eric out there as well. I think that Eric would have a blast.
Would you go?
No.
What if you had to sign autographs?
Who wants my autograph?
Everyone. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Nobody, I don't think so. I think there's a very, very small, you know, like, what am I trying to say?
Niche
like,
market
yeah,
for the
for
man
my,
behind
my,
the glass. You know what it is they're going to actually have you sign the autograph on the inside of the wine glass so it can be Eric on the other side.
Did someone sign an autograph on your thigh?
Who's to say that there isn't one on there?
That's what I'm saying.
Well,
it's like
he
a
is
tattoo.
Covering it
I am
his,
covering
he's
it.
He's covering it with his hand.
Your what?
It's a tattoo. What? I didn't
know.
I thought he was supposed to be signing.
So here's the letters on the left.
The left
thigh, inner thigh, is M-A-R, no, M-A and the right.
M-A-R-C-U-S?
And on the right side is R.
S-H-A.
Whatever.
Oh.
Not a good spell.
However you spell that.
You don't want to know where the R is. All right. So, too much fun. Well, maybe we'll talk
that's
more about
that. That's the joke of the entire Breakthrough Thinking Entertainment history. That was funny.
The M-A and then there's the C-U-S. Don't want to tell you where the R is. All right, so we'll talk more about the halfway to Halloween bar crawl a little bit later on. I'll show you guys this video and stuff like that, and maybe we'll get Greg to put it up on the Facebook page.
Oh,
but,
yeah, we could do on a YouTube, right?
Yeah, we should. We'll do more of this.
I've been posting
stuff.
Some YouTube stuff.
Yes, yeah. You've been tweeting out.
Yeah,
Twittering.
Well, Greg usually tweets for me.
Oh, well.
Dave can't even tweet his own stuff.
Yeah, I just do the recordings.
You dictated but not read, right?
How does Greg know what you want to be tweeted?
Oh, I tell. Well, I don't tell. I just post, and he also posts the video, like with the Rattlers.
All, folks.
Yeah, and so he tweets it out, and then they picked it up. Nick D'Avila, the MVP.
Greg puts it in the right
it.
Words. He knows. Yeah, he knows how to put it in the right words.
Like Dave just said, he doesn't know how to spell.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
And he makes it clear and concise.
Yeah, it's good. So I'm going to do a lot more actually video.
Yeah, well, we'll do more video, more interactive stuff. So breakradioshow.com. This, of course, is from The Water Diviner.
Ooh.
Love Was My Alibi by Christopher Fogelmark, the song that plays during the end credits of The Water Diviner, which we will be reviewing in just a few moments.
Excellent. Ooh. And this is Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona.
Hydrate.
We'll be right back.
Hydrate. Now the sun shines in my heart. The sun shines in my heart.